Vietnavi, Khatati Hishmima. This kina tells the tragic tale of the two children of Rabbi Ishmael Kohen Gadol. The background to the story told here is the death of Rabbi Ishmael and the fact that he was physically very handsome, although it is not related in Arzei Lebanon. The equivalent that we read on Yom Kippur, Ela Ezkara, states that the daughter of the tyrant wanted to preserve the features of Rabbi Ishmael Kohen Gadol because he was good-looking. His children, too, were exceptionally beautiful. After the destruction, they were captured and sold into slavery to two different masters. The two owners, not realizing that their respective slaves were brother and sister, decided to mate them in order that they would give birth to beautiful children. The two children were brought into a room for a night. Each one stayed in a corner, bemoaning his and her fate. They cried all night long until, when the sun rose, they finally saw each other and recognized each other. They embraced and died at that embrace. Like the others, this kina is not an impetus to repentance. It is rather the terrible story of what occurs to individuals, to righteous, saintly individuals, who are caught in the whirlwind of tragic events beyond their control. The Korban is more than the story of massive punishment for evil deeds. It is a warning of what Hester Panim, God's hiding his face, looks like in its awful, terrifying darkness.